Okay, here we are, 3 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK on a Friday evening. It's the 23rd day of April. It means that it is St. George's Day here in the UK. And everything else is celebrated in the UK now, but poor old St. George has been forgotten a little bit. St. George's Day, it's special to me because 34 years ago today, my dear father passed away. So it's like a bit of a special day for me. It's where emotions are up and down a bit, but you know, as you say, you still have to get through the day. I think that when you realise that the world and the state that it's in at the moment, you know, I am almost 100% certain that he's in a better place. Yeah? And, I mean, we've only got Spirit's word for that. But it comes to us and tells us we're in a good place, you know. So here's a gentleman that is going to help to bring Spirit through to you this evening, Chris.
How are you doing, sir?
Oh, not too bad, mate. Not too bad at all.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I was just singing all my songs. And I have a good time in the night. We're actually getting rain, so, but... It's been dry, so it's been pretty good.
All right, yeah.
been pretty good, so. But other than that, I'm well, and I'm just happy to help whenever I can.
Well, we're due to hit 32 degrees here over the bank holiday weekend. We've got a bank holiday coming up, what they call May Day here in the UK. And that's coming up on the 3rd of May this year. So not long to wait for some. But we've had it good now. We've had it good for April. We've had it good this week, and we've had temperatures higher than normal. So we're doing okay. So we're going to roast over the next couple of weeks, I think. Okay. Right then, we're going to start the show. People are still joining us. We'll get to you presently. In the meantime, we have Wendy on line one.
Hi, yeah. This is Wendy from California. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. So how can I help you today?
Thank you. I just wanted to give you an update. I called the department store. I think I mentioned to you that I made a purchase of some china several weeks ago, and when
yes,
I received
ma'am.
It, it wasn't what I expected, and the quality wasn't what I was accustomed to, and it had some little scratches on it. So I sent it back, and then I also wanted to return a nightgown under the same order, and that triggered something in their database. So this has caused me to have my online shopping privileges frozen,
mm-hmm.
suspended, and it's very distressful to me. And I talked to a supervisor by the name of Andrea, and she helped me immediately, and she reinstated me, and she treated me beautifully. She was supposed to call me back a week later, but she didn't, and I've been trying to reach her. So is my online shopping at this major department store, starting with the letter M with a C in it, is that going to be reinstated? And what was that?
No, I'm listening to you. I'm listening
to
you. Oh,
I'm sorry. So do you see me getting reinstated?
Honestly, yeah, I do. It's just taking some time for it to be reinstated because I got to process a lot of paperwork. And that's what I'm being told, is that they will process the paper. I'm being told that they will. It's just going to take some time for it to be done.
Yeah. Okay. So about when do you think I'll have my online shopping reinstated?
I want to say, for some reason, I keep hearing June, maybe because there's a delay. But I mean, April's almost done. But I'm seeing, for some reason, I heard June, so it will probably be, won't be till June until you can start shopping again.
Oh my goodness!
They need to look at all. So they need to look at all the evidence of.
I have evidence in my favor that I shipped.
No, but I'm.
Everything back.
No, but I'm saying on their end. This isn't going to do with you. This is on their end.
Okay. And will Andrea ever call me back, or should I give up on trying to connect with her? Because she was, I really am reticent to go to a different supervisor because she was so kind, and another supervisor, I'm not sure what their attitude might be.
I would say just go ahead and call them and then see what happens.
I've made multiple calls.
So you probably have to be persistent. You have to be persistent, and what you're doing is you're putting a lot of negative intent because you're asking, is it going to, if I call, what are they going to do? You shouldn't hesitate. That's your thing. You need to stop hesitating. Be straightforward and tell them, can I talk to so-and-so? And tell them, that I'd like to talk to her. And before you think of anything, you need to have positive thoughts in your head. Put it out there that you really want to, you're serious about this, and that she will, and I'm being told that she will take care of you. But I think with all this shift energy, I've noticed one thing from a lot of people, and not just on different shows, but a lot of people are hesitating because the energy is shifting, and they're afraid that they're not going to be right. But like these customers always right, even though they might think that you might be wrong, but they're always going to do something to satisfy you because they don't want to have their reputation. Like they don't want it to be to where they get a bad name. So I do feel that they will take care of you, but you need to keep positive thoughts when you call them because I'm being told that you're hesitant. I can hear it in your voice, and you need to stop doing that.
Okay. I've called many, 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 many times, and I called today 3 times, and I'm so it'll be. The same lady that helps me, or should I try somebody new? It was Andrea that helped me.
I would say just trying to keep calling. I mean, even though if she doesn't get through, because, I mean, they're going to have other representatives, but see who you deal with. But I do feel that they should take care of you because I'm being told they will, but it's just that, you know, they got so many other orders to do that they're looking at everything behind everything. And I do see that with things, like, even though I'm going to tell you, be honest with you, I do see that things will get better, but I do see negative intent around you because before all this stuff, you started ordering and you never had a problem.
No.
So I'm being told
and you know what? I thought of a new angle, Chris. I thought maybe I should call it a different way. Speak to somebody in the department and say, can you look up this order? And I spoke to Andrea on April the 8th. Can you please look at those notes and then ask them to connect me to her that way instead of giving her extension? Would that work better for me?
Honestly, I wouldn't say I don't think it, why it shouldn't. I mean, because I don't feel like they're against you. It's just that they're a busy company. So you just got to understand you got to be patient with them. That's what I'm being told. You got to be patient with them. But they
It's a shame that I have to wait so long. And you know what? I don't understand why Andrea is not answering it, why she's not calling me, because reps have sent her emails to call me. So why hasn't Andrea responded?
I do feel that she's calling. I've been told that there's a possibility. Hold on. That they're cutting her hours, so she's not working that much. And then she thought about leaving that company. But I feel that, you know, that's not the hours or that's why you probably can't get a hold of her because she's working certain shifts and you just don't happen to catch her when you're calling in.
Yeah, but also she receives emails from her coworkers telling to call Wendy at my phone number. So regardless of when she works, hopefully she should be receiving those emails.
Yeah. But I do feel that she will call you. Just give it time. And then if you're tired of waiting, then you might just go and call somebody else and see if you can talk to somebody.
If I speak to somebody brand new, will they be as supportive or would they not be as kind as Andrea?
Honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't bullshit on anything I say. I might be, hopefully, if somebody's having a bad day, I hope you don't get a asshole is what I would call it. But I'm being told just be polite. And the more that you're polite, they're not going to like it. But I do feel that you will find somebody. But if you find somebody that's rude and stuff, they're just having a bad day, so just, you know, just try to be not to be aggressive or just don't talk back to them and just say, you know what, you got to take care of me. I mean, I've been a customer of yours, and I've never had this problem. Why is there a delay now all of a sudden?
Okay. Yeah, I would always be polite and businesslike always, but it's wearing on me. It's exhausting me because I've done nothing wrong, but it's not flattering to have that kind of action. I have plenty of proof from the parcel service I have tracking numbers, and I have everything, and they have access to that as well. So they should have been more proactive on their part. But I think I'll call back one more time today. And so are you saying that Andrea is going to call me, or will it be resolved another way?
Alinka, that she'll call you, but you know what I'm being told too. Now I'm starting to understand, because she's training people, so she's not going to be by the telephone. That's what I just heard. She's training too. On the
it side. Is asked that you would consider a small donation fee of.
Oh, okay. So she's training. You know what? It's funny you say that, Chris, because she is a trainer.
Okay. Well, then that validates what I just said. So if she doesn't get to you, it's because she's training. But when she's done with the training, then she can go and answer calls. So just give her some time. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank
anytime.
You, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy. Oh, now, what we do, we have a call list down the one side, and down the other side, on the right-hand side of my virtual studio here, we have a audio clip list. And the audio clip that you heard was the action for donations there, and that shouldn't happen because what you should have heard was the bell, and so saved by the bell. But you know, you say that bell is there in place of the 3 minute countdown now, because at the 3 minute countdown people were saying it was getting quite annoying, and it cuts off the last 3 minutes sometime because people like Wendy's has hearing difficulties. When you're in the last 3 minutes of a call, you very often hear that lady come across and say, 1 minute, and she cuts right across Chris or anybody else reading, and it can be quite annoying. So we've got a single bell now instead. At the end of 10 minutes, it's all you'll hear. And we're on to the next call. Okay, lovely. We will be playing some music breaks, and we will be giving Chris a rest there throughout the show. So look out for those coming. In the meantime, let's see where we are. Okay, Veronica.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Hello?
I've just been just busy. I'm fine. I've been just
really?
Busy. Yeah, I've been just busy.
You staying busy?
Crazy. Yeah, I've been busy. Just doing a lot. So I've been just doing a lot of things. But other than that, I'm doing good. So how can I help you today?
Oh, yes, thank you. You're so accurate. Thank you, Ken, for doing your show. And please respect the show and please support the show. I have a question for you. So I want to let you know that about the job, the time frame that you told me. Okay, it's here, Chris. So I got the call, and I'm supposed to leave tomorrow. And now the job that I have, where I like the man, I don't know how to tell him. I mean, I hope he lets me. I don't want to tell him exactly what I'm going to do, but I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks. Am I going to be able to come back to the? I think yes, but what do you see? I mean, any suggestions or? I mean, you're the professional.
So you're leaving for 3 weeks, correct?
Yeah, I got called. Yes, yeah. Like you told me, you're right on the time frame. It happened. It happened. It's now. Uh huh. It came up.
Okay.
Thank you for the accuracy.
Okay. Well then. But I was just going to tell you, thank you, you're welcome. Just what I was told to tell you is this, you know, if you just started and then something comes up, just tell them that you just need a few days off, but try not to make it a habit to where you take a lot of days off because they expect you to be there. unless if it's an emergency and something comes up, then, you know, if it's like an emergency or whatever, then you can tell them, can I just have a day off, and then they should be fine. And I do see that you will be working there. But like I said, just don't push your luck. What I'm being told, just don't push your luck. And then just do what you're told. And I know you can't tell them what to do, but they hired you because they depend on your, on what you tell them. So now you got to keep that promise and be like dependable to, in order for you to do it. And I do see that on the cards that I'm looking at, I do see that you will be talking to a lot of people over the phone. People will be calling you. So from all that stuff, the energy is going to be really busy. You're not going to have that much time to, just put it this way, you're going to be really busy. And I just feel that there's times that if you feel like you need a rest, they'll give you a break or so, but they hired you for you to take care of other people. And then I was told the stability is that they're real good on pay. I'm being told that you will defeat any problems if you deal with any problems at work. Talk to your boss if somebody's just bothering you. So I do see that everything's going to come out good, and you're going to meet new people there as well. So I don't see anything for you to be concerned about at this specific time.
That is beautiful. Because after 3 weeks, I get a few days off, and then I'm back on. But the job that I have right now, where I'm going today with that gentleman, is he going to let me come back after the assignment is done? Because the assignment is going to be for a few months, but I do get, 5 days in a month free? Is he going to let me come back to the job that I have now?
As long as you tell them what you're doing, as long as you're not abusing the work, and that if you're just there to work and then you say, you know what, I don't want it. I mean, if they wouldn't have hired you if they knew that you were very genuine and humble, because that's why they hired you, because you told them, you know, I need a job and I need my bills paid and this and this and that. So I do see that you will be working there, but you got to talk to them. And I do see that if you have, because I'm seeing a specialist, I'm seeing you get a specialist that's going to help you to talk to the boss. So I'm being told that you're probably going to have somebody that's going to be not like an attorney, but someone that's going to help you. So if they have any issues about you leaving, you're going to have like a person that's going to tell them that you're special and you're different. So they need to cooperate with you, and that everything should be fine. So I do feel that I'm seeing a lady or a person that's going to help you and talk to them to that you're different, and then just to give you a few days off, because it does kind of stress you and you get anxiety. So I see like you're going to get somebody that's going to help you while you're on the job, like on the job training, but they're just there to sit far away from you to see how you're doing. It's almost like a person that's just seen to make sure that you're okay, that you're happy there.
Interesting. I'm glad everything's going to turn out good and favorable in my favor. It is nourishing, but it's tough what I'm going to be doing. Chris, now the other question, pretty please. You know, the job that I have right now today, where I can pay my bills, this is my second job, where I'm going today, where the gentleman is, remember, the one we have talked about?
Yeah.
How do I tell him that I'm going to be gone for 3 weeks? I mean, is he going to let me come back after 3 weeks? I mean, I'll be back for a few days, and then I'm leaving back over there. I will only be able to work. I'm sure he'd let me come back, would he?
Yes, I just told you, yes. I'm being told that he won't let you come back. Just don't get paranoid. You're too paranoid. You need to breathe. You need to calm down. You're overreacting. Just as long as you tell them your hours, you should be fine. That's why I said, don't abuse that they hired you. be dependable unless there's an emergency. You should be fine. And then I said that you would probably have like a job therapist to help you there. And I do see that for you. So, but other than that, you just need to just calm down. You need to, because your energy is very, very anxious. Your energy is very anxious and you're kind of nervous, like, am I doing the right thing? Are they going to accept me and this and that? But you need to stop and just relax and breathe. Just relax and just breathe where you work. And if you have to take like 10 minutes because it's stressful, to say, can I go get a drink of water? And they should be fine with it.
Okay. And one more thing, Chris, are you able to see this? I'm going to have my own hotel room and I'm taking my cat. Is she going to be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's smart. She understands. She'll be okay? She understands?
Yeah. Yeah. She'll be fine.
Oh, okay. She'll be fine. Okay. Tomorrow, how I'm going to take him, it's a smart idea. I'm going to take him in the bag with me. And he should relax. He's not going to be moving. He's going to be still.
He'll be fine.
So he understands, huh? He understands?
Yes, he does.
And then, Chris, you were right about my business being delayed. So the business is delayed. It's going to be delayed. I'm not going to have any problems. Everything's paid. I'm paid up.
Okay, I'm good. But thank you.
And any other quick thing you have for me? Like, oh, one more thing. You know where I work right now, the place where the man is that I like? There's two men there. Well, of course, I'm going to be gone, and I'm going to relax. They don't like me, but I have prayed that they get the hell out of there. For somehow, they just, there's 44 people in there, and there's just two dysfunctional men who don't like me. Who said lies to him? Did you see him take any action on them? Like, is that going to change the course of him still liking me?
No, I don't.
Do you still like me?
Anything's going to change? Yes. But just don't overreact and just calm down. And then I'm being told that nothing's going to change. And for the people that don't like you, don't even worry about what they think. Because you're not there to work for them. They're just employees. Okay?
Mm. That makes sense.
And that would be about it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Chris. Till next time. God bless
you're
you.
Welcome.
And you're right on accuracy, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
bye,
you,
kid.
Veronica. Thanks, Veronica.
Thank you for...
Okay. Well, as you can hear, ladies and gents, a single bell sound indicates the end of 10 minutes there, and I think it seems to be better, and it lets Chris finish the whole 10 minute reading for a person without that annoying lady coming across and interfering. Very annoying, isn't she? She's everywhere. She's on SatNav. She's everywhere. She does a good job, perhaps, but not here. Okay. We've abandoned her. We've put her into liquidation. We've liquidated her. Right. Donna, sit still, please, because we don't know what number you are. Right. So, okay. I think you were line six. Okay, so we're going to put you back in there now. I'm just doing that. We've just had a line seven join us there as well now. Okay, righto. Almost time for a break. We'll take one more, I think, before we do. And that's Yulani.
Hello.
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 Hi, Steve. I'm doing fine.
How are you doing? Good. I just want to see what you can pick up for me. If there is any message or how you pick up my energy.
Okay, hold on. Let's see what we got here. Okay, right now I was told for you to clear your space. That card just popped out. You have compassion. Mm-hmm. And if there's any issues that you will be going through, just be compassionate with the people that you'll be working with. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like a good person, and I do feel that you'll be helping people with the work that you do. And just know that that I do see a lot of good compassion around you. And then I see the divine order, which meaning is that everything is the way it's supposed to be, everything that is planned. So that's what I'm being told to tell you, okay? And then I'm also told to tell you, because I'm using a different deck for you, is that I'm being told for you to let go of any worries, to let go of anything that kind of bothers you. Just don't think about it. Let God and your angels protect you. Okay? So just don't worry about what other people think about you. And then there is somebody, because I'm doing my other cards, and they're telling me that somebody is afraid of you because they're afraid to contact you because they don't want to hear the truth and they're not ready to hear. So there might be some people that do want to talk to you and do want to get like a reading or a healing, but they're just too scared of you, I guess, because you're right on with what you see. And then another thing is that you've been extremely sensitive on energy. You've been picking it up. I'm actually seeing that you've been kind of like almost like crying, or you just feel like, what is going on? Why does it feel like, why does this energy feel different to me? Why does it feel different? And then I'm also told to tell you, excuse me, I was also told to tell you that you need to stand up for your beliefs. So if anybody tells you, no, I don't believe in that, then you don't argue with them. Just say, okay, well, God bless you. You know, and I hope you find what you're looking for. So there might be some people that might not be, like, they don't believe in the stuff that you do. So just know that God will open their eyes. So just don't dwell on people that you cannot help, or people that don't believe. Because I do feel that sometimes you get kind of like sad because you want to help people, but you feel like you have to prove stuff to people, and you shouldn't have to do that with anybody. All I want to tell you is just to be you and know that you are protected, because Archangel Michael came through, so I'm being told that Archangel Michael's protecting you from any demons or anything negative. So he's cutting the cords from people that want to do you harm, is what I'm being told. So just don't think about what other people think. Be who you are. Be proud of who you are. And then you need to trust and follow the passion that you love in your career. So don't change for anyone. And it's funny because I do feel at times that when I used to come across people, they didn't believe everything I said. They thought I was nuts. And I do feel like you're going through that same cycle. Like, there's going to be people that are not going to believe in what you do. You might even lose friends. I'm being told that since you're growing, people are going to unfriend you because either they're jealous of you, or they just don't want nothing to do with you. And like I'm told to tell you that if they unfriend you or they block you, they were never your friend from the very beginning. Okay? And that's what I'm picking up right now at this moment. Just know that if they unfriend you, they were never your friend from the beginning.
And you're totally right, because it starts from my family. I got already some criticizing, you know, that they don't believe, that they have better relations than another. So they judge me. But it's kind of hard in the beginning.
Yeah.
I guess you have to confront all this kind of the people, and it's part of the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but you were really right too. The last time you did it to read to me about butterfly, it has been sea butterflies, and my daughter have she bought a butterfly picture. There's many butterflies.
Oh wow!
And also she have a little butterfly in her bedroom, and she says, "Wow, Chris was right. I see a lot of butterflies because I forgot she bought that one, and she just redecorated her bedroom."
Wow,
well, thank you for the validation. Little things that you always have been telling me, they're coming true, and that's why I really like your reading, and I appreciate everything you tell me, because it's true. Everything what you have been telling me right now is how I feel. It's like you have to stand for yourself, and I'm just trying to be strong and don't listen to people. Just do what I am here to do.
Yeah,
you know?
Do what you do. Yeah, you know what? I just wanted to tell you thank you, because I was doing a reading, and I don't know if my friends are listening, but there's probably a few friends of mine that are new to the show, so if they don't want to get a reading, I did a reading last night, and it was around, I think it was around 12 o'clock my time, and I didn't even know anything about this friend of, another friend of mine. She has a friend that she's going through a lot of stuff, and it was so weird. You should have seen it. When I did this reading last night, my hair was sticking up so bad. It was crazy, because I usually don't do readings that late, but I felt like it was urgent. So when I did that reading last night, I actually made her feel good, you know, because I know that she knows that she's not crazy, and that, you know, that there's something that you can do, you know. And so there's times when I do a lot of readings at night, but last night was just amazing. So for you to share all the stuff that you tell me, that you like talking to me and you like my readings, I just wanted to tell you thank you for saying that, because that really does touch my heart, and it means a lot when I can help people and give them closure. So I just wanted to say thank you very much for your feedback.
Thank you, Chris. You are here helping a lot of people and keeping doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Ken. You're welcome, and God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye.
Showing it off.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Okay. Microphone is open. Carol talking in the background. Do apologize. Okay. I wasn't expecting that call to come to an end so quick, but there you are. Right, we're going to take a break then. So we'll take a little break, a little piece of music. Unexpectedly, Carol talking in the background, not knowing that the microphone was open. But there, okay.
I say that emotion, something we
Okay, doing that piece of music there just remind me that Buster was the movie on the TV about 2 nights ago now. So they say it's worth watching that one because it's like, okay, if you were brought up during the 1960s, as I was, then you'll have a lot of things there that relate to that movie sort of thing. It's a good time period type of movie. And it tells a story of something that happened during that period. But, well, you know, it's kind of strange because although what they did, they still had a strange following, and people kind of strangely looked up to them. It's a very strange thing, but there you go. Okay. But I'm still annoyed at them for trying to take over the Birmingham clubs as well. Okay, but that's another story. Alright, let's see where we're going. Bring Chris back in, and I think we're with Queen.
Hello.
Greetings of peace.
Hello.
And
hi.
Greetings.
How are you doing today?
Hi.
I'm doing good. So is this Queen?
This is Queen. And I wanted to say this to you. Yes, of course you do wonderful readings. And you go into places where a lot of people don't go. You know, deeper into the mystical and the magical and the occult. And I just want you to know, I just fed her again. I have not asked her for anything other than for you at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her some of my rare 100 proof drink. So I just wanted you to know that. I have not petitioned for anything but for her to assist you. So anyway, my friend, what's up?
I've been doing pretty good, and I just wanted to say thank you for giving her an offering because you know that you have a connection with her. Also, I appreciate that because I do feel her around me a lot. I feel very, very protected. Of course, I got the source, you know, St. Michael, all the archangels to protect me. Especially after, I just want to say hi to Michelle and her friend Cassie. That reading, sorry guys, I'm getting a little emotional. That reading last night was one of the most intense readings I've ever done that I've never, ever, ever came across. I've done readings like that, but when it comes to something, when people don't believe that paranormal does exist and people can get harmed, kids can get hurt from that. I just wanted y'all to say a prayer for my friend Michelle. To send prayers her way because where they live, they don't have any, they do have some people there, but the thing is that they have kind of like, I guess very limited people that probably believe in that stuff, so they're very skeptical.
Sure.
And I've told them what they need, but a lot of people don't really believe in demons and stuff like that. But I just wanted to say I hope you all enjoyed the reading last night. And you know, more readings like that, it just blows my mind when accuracy comes and it's just validation after every single time. And then with me being saying that too, Queen, you've helped me so much that I feel like with you, like right now I have the cards all in front of me, but you know what's funny? I feel like I don't even need to read you You know why? Because you have been a blessing since I came across you. You came across me. We're exchanging energy together. And to know that somebody's looking out for me, that is amazing. And the only thing I can tell you right now that I sense from you, your gratitude is giving you blessings tenfold, because you're not asking for anything. You're not asking for a dime. And I do see that whatever you're going through, she's going to return the favor and get rid of any, because I'm being told relationship harmony. So I'm being told that if there's any issues with other people, she's going to cut the cords and resolve them, that if they don't serve you, she's going to get rid of them. And she's telling me to tell you that she's sending you messages through all men. She's sending messages through visions. And then one thing she's telling me to tell you, don't you dare mess with my children, because if you do, you have to come to me. And the thing with her, she does not play. She does not play around. The other thing is, I'm being told Archangel Michael came through, and he's telling me for you to remember who you are, that you're a beautiful creation of God, and that you are loved, and that you have a purpose. And if anybody tells you otherwise, tell them they need to talk to me, because you're a beautiful person inside and out. And it's funny, because as I'm talking to you, I feel like you want to cry, because as I'm meeting you, you have tears of not sadness, but happiness, knowing that you found a family member. You found a connection to your ancestor that you've always had suspicion about. And then I'm being told that you're going to be on the top, and you will be helping people, because you're a natural counselor. And the people that come to you, I'm just giving y'all a heads up for anyone that goes to Queen. She is real. She is very genuine, like me. And we do come from the same bloodline in the past. And I just want you to know that your guidance, it's just beautiful. And right now, what I'm seeing, what I'm being told to tell you, is that I'm seeing white. They're telling me there's a lot of white doves around you, and those are angels. I don't know if you've seen any white doves or white birds, but I'm seeing a lot of white doves. So you're very angelic. And you just, you know what, there's nothing I can say that I have not told you before. The only thing I can tell you is just keep your guard up. The more clients that you will get, you're going to need to call her for protection. And she feels like they're a threat to you, she's going to take care of them her way. You don't have to lift a finger. And she might just tell them, stay away from my child. So that's one thing I was being told to tell you. And it's like you're like a very old soul. And I was going to tell you that I've been told that you were abducted. I don't think you remember that. But I'm being told that you were abducted, and you're a sensitive that has beautiful gifts. And if anybody does not believe in the paranormal, if y'all heard the reading I did last night, you know that this stuff does exist. It's not, and this stuff is very serious. We do have a lot of responsibilities. Queen knows that. She's like me. We take our business very seriously. So if anybody ever asks for guidance for any gifted, good psychics, we're going to give you 100% every single time. And for Queen, I just wanted to say thank you for that offering that you did. I can feel it, I can taste it, and I can smell it. I don't know if you put roses on her, but have you put roses on her? Because I see roses for some reason.
From last time you told me to, and I went and I had dried roses, and I they're on the altar now. And you know
wow.
when I went outside this morning, I think I saw my first rose. And you know, when I finish talking to you, I'm gonna go get that. I'm gonna pluck that. And I'm going to bring it in for her. And I had been procrastinating about working with my scents, my fragrances and my scents, my incense, in terms of making them. And I've been procrastinating big time years.
Well, I'm being told don't do that. You might even want to, and I don't know, I'm not going to say her name, but I'm just going to say two letters, I'm being told for you, and you're going to know what to do in your heart. She's telling me to tell you to make an incense that has ML incense. So in other words, you're going to make an incense dedicated to her and everything she does. Everything she does for you and everything she does for me and everyone that you work with, she's telling me to tell you to get either, you can do your own incense or you can buy it from somebody that you can trust that makes an incense dedicated to her, because she wants that incense. She loves the incense that's dedicated. She likes floor washes that are dedicated to her. She likes water that's dedicated to her and other things. So she's telling me to give you, for you to give her some incense because she wants to smell them. And as a matter of fact, when you feel her, you're going to start smelling a certain perfume around. So just to let you know, heads up, if you go to sleep and you feel just unsure, you're going to start smelling perfume. And I would not be surprised if you see an apparition of her, because she's telling me that she's got like a winking eye on the other side. And she's telling me, I'm gonna pay you a visit. And it's a family visit. So just know that she's around the corner. So
that's all I got to tell you. What I was going to say to you was, I'm going to make a fragrance for her. That's why I was saying I had been procrastinating it for a long time, but I'm going to make a fragrance and name it for her. So, yeah, exactly. You know?
I'm being told for you to trust whatever you put in, whatever you put in that fragrance, or in that perfume, or whatever you want to call it, if it's a spray bottle for you or for often, or whatever you do, don't doubt what you put in it, because she knows that it's out of love. And it's going to come from your chakra, from your heart chakra. And I'm actually seeing as that you're putting this stuff in, crying to her, because you're going to be like, is this good enough for you? And I can see her like smiling with a face from left to right that she's going to say, You can't do no wrong. So I'm just being told to tell you, you can't do no wrong. So that's what I do need to tell you. So I just want to say that you're doing a beautiful job and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. That's the bell. Thank you so much. And until we meet again, stay in peace, even when we do meet again. Namaste.
I know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Queen.
Thanks,
Queen.
Oh, my God. That is so beautiful.
Calling, and we're up to line 11 in the call queue now. So people are still calling in. 11 people in the call queue this evening. Very nice. Okay, let's see where we are then. Right, I think that was line four. So we should be with five, but they're not here. So we can't go to them. So we'll go to six instead. Okay, Donna.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, hi, Chris. I'm from California. How are you?
How can I help you? Go ahead. I can barely hear you because there's a lot of background noise. You need to lower the background noise so I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, because there was a lot of background noise. I just wanted you to, if you can turn it down, because I'm hearing enough.
Yeah, I'm okay. I have a housing appointment coming up in July. I'm on housing, you know, where they give me a discount on my housing. And it's every year, and I wanted to know, is that going to go well with me? Are they going to pass me for another year?
Okay, say the question again. I didn't hear you. Okay, say the question again.
I have a housing appointment. I'm on housing here, and that's where they give you a discount on your rent. And I have an appointment, and I wanted to know, in July, will that go well? Will they, give me another year of housing?
Yes, I do feel like they'll give you another year. They might even change you into another house, but you're still going to be in the housing program. So I do feel that you're very dependable. So, yes, I do see that. I see it going well for you. Just the only thing I was going to say is just give God thanks for keeping you in the housing program. And just give gratitude. Just give, can't even talk, give gratitude for everything that you do, everything that's given to you. So just give God a blessing and thank him for everything that brought the blessings. And just make sure that you, the only thing I would ask is just to put some, I don't know why I'm being told to say this, but for you, if you can get a hold of it, I'm being told for you to put some rose water in your front doorstep when you move.
Okay.
Or if you put it some right now, put some rose water in front of you. And what that's going to do is going to bring you love and harmony and protect. And it's going to bring only positive in your home. So just all I'm asking is for you to get some rose water and just sprinkle it around the front. And that's it.
Okay.
Other than that, you're
that.
Perfectly fine. Okay?
Yeah. I'll do that. Yeah, I did have a vision. it was a while ago, and the vision, it came in through like a tunnel, and it was like, it was a man swirling, and then finally, coming through the swirling, and then finally he was right in front of me. The most beautiful face I'd ever seen in my life, and I felt the kingdom of God there. So I'm kind of a seer, I think, because I think he was, I don't know if he was a guide, I don't know if he was, I don't know who he was, but anyways, I felt a lot of joy in my heart. I think by seeing that, I think a lot of abundance is about to come into my life.
Yes, yes. And it's funny because you know what? Even though you said that you didn't know what he was, that person, but I'm being told that that's your spirit guide.
Oh, okay.
So most people don't even know their spirit guides, but sometimes you get the chance to see them. Most of the time, you don't even know what their names are, but I'm being told that since he wanted to show himself to you, I'm being told that he is your spirit guide, and I'm being told that he's assigned to protect you and your family. So if there's anything ever going on, he's the one that takes care of it, so to speak. And you do have some kind of a past life of being a witch and Wiccan, so there is a lot of paganism that I'm seeing, and I'm seeing a lot of, for some reason, I'm seeing like different things with the paganism, and I'm seeing for some reason I'm seeing those rocks, and I'm seeing like the best way to describe them is that I'm keep seeing arrowheads around you. I don't know why, but I'm thinking that's very native, but I do see arrowheads, so I'm being told that you're protected by a lot of your past in this in this present time.
Okay. I don't know what paganism is, but yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to do paganism. I don't know what that is. But, yeah.
Yeah, just look it up and just put arrowhead. Just look it up and you'll find out what they are.
Okay. I was supposed to meet someone, a fellow, and I was going to give him my card, and I think he was no longer there. So that didn't happen. So it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
Someone else coming in pretty soon.
Yes, there is somebody else coming in, and it's just, I'm being told that you will find out when that person comes in. You're going to know within your heart who it is. So I'm being told just to don't ask when this person's coming, because I'm being told he's coming very soon is what I'm being told. And I'm being told that the universe is telling me to tell you that they love you unconditionally. The universe, the world, everything that you do, they love you. So they know who you are. They know that you're a light worker. So I'm being told that you have a responsibility and that you're here to help people. And I'm just to let you know that, okay?
Oh, which I do. I help my blind friend. I help my 85-year-old neighbor. I do everything for these two people, you know, just because they're my friends, you know?
Yeah. And I was going to ask you something. They're telling me to tell you because I'm using the Hidden Truth Oracle deck, and they're telling me that whenever you feel like there's messages coming, whenever you look at your YouTube, whatever song pops out, they speak to you through music.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that. Yeah.
Okay.
I do hear a lot of music.
Okay, so there's your validation.
Yeah.
So, but,
oh, good. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And then I'm going on a, my friend is lending me his cabin. My blind friend has a cabin, and it's near a river.
Mm-hmm.
And I invited my two sisters and my one sister's husband. So the four of us are going in June. Is that going to be a nice little vacation for us? Will that come out well? Or?
I just thought that it's going to come out well. I just see that it's going to come out well. It might be not what you expected, but it's a little vacation to get away from the house. But I do see that it will go fine. I don't see anything for you to be concerned about. So I just be grateful for everything that, that's given to you. And thank you for the call, by the way.
Huh?
And thank you for the call, by the way. That's what I said.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Very
nice talking to you, too.
Take
you have a beautiful evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
you too.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Okay. Oh, look at that now. They're still calling. Wow. Okay, let's see where we are. Aaliyah.
Hello?
Hello, how can I help you today?
I want to know if, because I'm looking for a job, and I applied for, like, two jobs, and I want to know, like, if any one of them will call back.
Well, you wanted to know if they're going to call you back, right? Is that what you were asking me? I'm being told that they will. Hold on. They're looking at the resume, is what I'm seeing. And then the card that I was told to tell you is that you know what you need to do. So just when they do call back, just be yourself. Show them that you have the knowledge and power, and just don't hesitate on what you do. And then I'm also told to tell you that hello from heaven came through. I'm being told your loved ones are there to help you to get the job. They're guiding you. Is to not to be so nervous. I'm seeing like sweaty hands for some reason. I keep seeing like I'm sweating. My hands are sweating, like perspiring.
Yeah.
So I do feel that you're kind of nervous, but I'm being told that you will do fine. So just don't worry about it. And I'm being told with one of my cards, you will achieve everything you want, but you're going to have to work for everything that's given to you. And I do feel that people are going to think you're rich, that they're going to see new cars and all this new stuff around you, but they don't see that you put so much dedication to it and you put hard work that they're going to think, this, she's got money, but you're going to be like, no, I worked hard for everything I have. So just be aware that there might be some people asking, well, it must be nice for you to get a car, or it's nice that you have a job, or it must be nice that you have a new home. So if they start giving you sarcastic remarks, just don't say anything and walk away and just say, thank you. And just say, God bless you. And just be nice, because being told is that if you're nice to them, if you're nicer and they're having like a shitty day, what I'm being told is that when you're nice, they're trying to bring you down to their level because they're not happy. So you just don't let them give them that power that they want over you. Okay? What I'm being told to tell you, right? At this time.
Yeah. Because I work hard to get where I'm at now. And I'm still trying to work hard. Like, even getting through with, like, stress and not knowing what to do or which way to go or just not having the strength to do it. So everything now, I just feel like my head is more clearer. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had more motivation.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. And to keep yourself motivated, keep yourself positive and attitude, and just be determined and be very ambitious in what you do, and you should be fine. I'm being told that you shouldn't even worry about the job. I'm being told that you will get it. Just be positive. Going in to pray, if you have where you're going, whatever works for you, so you won't be so nervous. But whatever it takes, do whatever it takes that you have to do. They're right when you go in there to say, this is mine. I think that this job is mine. and I have a job already, just claim like it's yours, but you just got to pray to the universe and just ask them, you know, just all you're going to do is pray and keep yourself in the light.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And
yes.
I'm nice talking to you. Yeah.
Hello?
Another question? Is that it? Any other questions?
One more question. All right, I was talking to this boy, and I wanted to know, like, if it's going to be something.
Honestly, I'm being told that he's kind of, like, hesitant. And I kind of feel like you know this answer, but you're expecting too much from him because he's been kind of, like, kind of there but kind of not. Just take it easy and don't rush into the relationship. Don't expect too much, because if you say, oh man, he's going to be my boyfriend, just don't think anything like that, and just like I said, just put positive intent, just go on a date, get to know each other, and then you should be fine. Just don't think of anything beyond positive energy, and whatever you manifest, okay, that was weird, you are what you attract. The law of attraction is what I'm being told to tell you. You attract what you give out. So if you give out positive attitude, that's going to bring you love in your life and all the blessings that you want. But you've got to put good intent to everything that you do, okay? And actually, I do see you engaged, by the way, too. I'm being told that you will get engaged if it goes well. I see you engaged probably by October, you'll be engaged.
You know, a lot of people keep saying that. Like, I've been reading and stuff like that. And they keep saying engagement, marriage, and all this stuff. So, well, let's see.
But I just say, you'll know. He'll give you an engagement ring. I'll be told he's going to probably get on his knees and say, will you marry me? So, it's all up to you. Or you go anywhere. With that, just take your time with him and just be honest in what you want with him, and he'll be honest with you. Because I'm being told he does not like people that lie. And then second, he's been hurt, so you got to prove to him that you're not like anybody else. And other than that, you should be perfectly fine. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, thanks, Aaliyah. Okay. Oh, look at that now. Right. So, let's see where we're going next there. Just going to reset that. Okay. Oh, Holly.
Hi there.
Hello, how can I help you?
Whatever you pick up is fine, if you don't mind.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm going to ask you for the first time. I want you to tell me a number and I'll see what I can get. What's that different deck? What number do you want me to pick for you, or do you just want me to tell you what I get with any number? You
I'd
have a
say
number?
8.
8? Okay. 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, let's see what we got here. Okay, ooh, this is interesting. I got on the Hidden Truth Oracle deck, it doesn't show like any other tarot cards. This is an Oracle deck, and I'm being told just to tell you this expression, okay, and this is from somebody. I want to tell you how I feel. So, with that being said, I'm being told that this person wants to tell you how they feel, but they're just afraid of going up to you and telling you how they truly feel about you, which there goes with your love life, okay? So I'm being told that somebody's going to come up to you and tell you how they feel about you. And then as far as that goes, let's see. I can actually being told before. You know what's funny is I'm shuffling, and I'm already getting all the stuff out. I don't even have to look at the cards. But I'm being told, anyway, that you will be moving. You'll be developing a new job in a new workplace. So you won't be tied down to what you used to be. Business will be picked up. You have to be preserved or reserved is what I'm being told. And then I'm seeing like a business too. So there's a lot of good energy coming. The only thing that I'm concerned about is that you limit yourself with your limitations, Holly, and you need to stop doing that. You limit your potential. You kind of like doubt in a way. You don't show it very much, but you have this constant doubt of, am I getting the right feeling? Am I making the right decision?
Oh, yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, and I'm being told don't do that. I mean, because I'm being told that if you feed into that, that is the negative energy trying to make you doubt your abilities and doubt that, you know, with your career, with your love and everything. So don't feed the negative any more energy. And, oh, God, I'm being told if there's anything negative around you, and I was just telling my friend the other day with her friend, I was told to tell you to get some garlic juice and sprinkle it around so it can repel anything that is trying to distract you or trying to give you negative intent or negative thoughts in your head. Because I'm being told that you do have a strategy. Your mom is being told your mom's coming through. Our grandmother's coming through, and they're just there to tell you that you will be protected. Everything is fine. Don't overreact. And then prosperity's coming your way. And just keep doing what you're doing. And as a matter of fact, I actually see the Emperor card coming up, so that might be something about some guy that's a business person that's going to come in your life that's going to help you with a lot of things. I was going to say, I even see a website for you, so I'm being told you might even get your own website if you have not. I see your own website up already. So, but other than that, that's
pretty
much it.
Yeah, I used to have a website and never got any action on it. Spent all that money for a year. I just think they're a waste of money.
No, I don't think that you just have to promote it. I'm being told that you have to promote it because it's not going to just come to you. You got to put that energy out there to manifest what you want. Because some people think just because you're going to go on a website, if you don't share it, no one's going to know who you are.
I did all that.
If you don't, but I do see another website, and I'm being told that you probably get a partner that's going to involve you with a website. So don't be surprised if you start getting busy within these couple of weeks.
Okay. And what do you see with Brian?
Okay. That's what I said. I'm being told that he needs to tell you something. He just doesn't know how to do it. I'm being told he's got cold feet and he's nervous. That's what I'm being told.
Okay.
I'm being told that he will come to you, but it's just that he needs to have more guts to come up to you because he's kind of like scared and kind of afraid of rejection. But he's being told that he needs to tell you how he feels. And you know what's funny? I keep hearing, okay, I'm going to ask you something, Holly. When the show began, did you listen to the song that was playing?
No, my power was out. I didn't hear anything.
Wow, okay. Well, you need to listen to that song and the song that says, Against the Odds. And I'm being told the only part that stands out for me is that you're the only one that knew me. There's a part where Phil Collins says, again, where you know who I am. There's a part of a lyric that Phil Collins says, you know who I am. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm being told, here I am, is what I'm being told. All you got to do is just talk to him. Okay?
Oh, we talk every day, but I know what you mean.
But I do see that you'll be perfectly fine. Just don't overreact, and just don't be impatient. Try not to be, because I know sometimes they're very, so you know how that works.
Is he going to get the apartment at his work?
Honestly? Oh, okay, that's funny that you just said that. I'm being told that the cargo deck that I'm using. He says, I will wait for a sign. I will wait for a sign from you. So before anything gets any further, he's waiting for something from you. And I'm being told I'm being told that he's going to probably get the apartment, but he might want you to move in with him. That's what I'm seeing. And personally, I'm not going to look into anything else, but I'm seeing that, yes, I can see you moving into it, moving in the apartment with him, and I see other things, which I'm not going to say on the air, but I do see a lot of activity.
What?
Just put it that
way. You see what?
Activity. I see activity. Just put it that way. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, activities. Yes, we
activities.
Like activities.
And I'm talking, yeah, if you know what activities I'm talking about. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah. But I don't know. You'd be fine. Yeah. So.
Well, his son will probably live with us. Do you think his daughter will live with us, or the daughter will stay with the moms?
Honestly, I think she'll stay with her mom. She might want to come over, but when you're there, she doesn't have her privacy, and she wants y'all to be alone because she doesn't want to hear all that stuff in the room, if you catch what I'm saying. She doesn't like hearing
goodness.
All that stuff.
We wouldn't let her hear that. Oh,
but anyway, but other than that, you'd be fine. So I do see a proposal coming. So you might get married by the end of the year.
Weird.
So just give it. Yeah. I actually love the energy for today, because everybody's getting some good energy. So there's a lot of very positive and good, very energy tonight, so yeah.
But do you see anything for my stepson? Because I haven't heard the bell ring yet, so I'm just going to ask another one. My stepson, GJ, like, how long will he live with his dad?
Well, I mean, he thought about moving out, because I'm hearing that, but he's just trying to get back on his feet, because I'm being told he is irritated with his dad. They don't see eye to eye very much. I mean, they talk, but it's not like a son and father thing. So I'm being told he will move out when things start getting better and he'll be on his feet. And I see that within a year. He'll be moving out.
Yeah, he'll be 18 in a year. That's what I keep telling him. We got to wait till 18.
Yeah,
he just turned 17.
So within a year, he'll be moving out. Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
Thank you. Nothing at the moment. Nothing at the moment. I'm just going with what they're telling me right now. I'm not going to say anything that's not there. You know, only if my guides tell me something I need to tell you, then I'll let you know.
Yeah.
The only thing I can say is that I do see that you will probably get married, but it won't be until later, much, much later.
Yeah, I'm in no rush.
Yep. Take your time, girl. Take your time.
All right. Oh, there it is. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Holly. Oh, bless. Okay. All right. So, everybody join our little bell. It's like the bell on the bus, isn't it? You know? Yeah. Do you remember those buses that you used to have the bell on? And it used to say, where the man would come round, conductor. When they used to have the conductor on the bus, Pity they don't bring them back now. I think it used to say, stop a lot of the trouble that we get on the buses. Okay, all right, let's see where we're going. Laura?
Hello? Hello? I don't hear anybody. Hello, is Laura there?
Don't seem to be anybody there. Hello?
No, I guess not. Laura, are you there?
Maybe they're just listening there. Okay. All right, we'll come back to that one. Okay, never mind. Let's see where we are. Elizabeth?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how can I help you today? Is this who I think this is? Is this a friend of Michelle?
Yes.
Okay. I heard that you needed help, but do you have any questions? Or did you want me to just tell you what I see for you? Do you have any specific anything, or I can just tell you what I see if you want?
Well, I pretty much just want to know what you see, but I'm really concerned about my relationship right now.
Right now? Okay, I don't know. There's a lot of background on that background. I don't know if you're driving, but just be careful if you are.
I am driving.
Okay, well then, just be careful. I don't know why I just told you that, but just be careful when you're driving, okay? That's number one. Number two is that I kind of feel with the relationship, it's been kind of, okay, that's weird. I kind of get like the rocky feeling, okay? The other thing is that I get that outside influences, and I'm seeing a new house, like possible, thinking about moving, because this energy, it kind of like something doesn't feel right, or it's just probably the energy with y'all, but I do feel like there's a lot of like kind of like unsteady energy, but I see outside influences. Even though there might be something negative, I just see St. Michael protecting you and trying to resolve the relationship, and I do see reconciliation, so it's meaning that if you do argue, there's like an angel that stands in between y'all, so y'all will not break up because of your kids. And then I see a possible anniversary coming.
Yes.
And I'm seeing you're getting your vows to be brought up again. So you're redeeming your vows. And then I also kind of get this feeling like something's been bothering you, like almost like you've been experiencing weird phenomenon also.
I have.
That just validated, okay? I don't know why, but I just feel like even though I know you're driving, but I keep seeing kids running. Okay, I keep seeing kids running in the hallways of this house. Okay, and then for some reason, I don't know if you live in the same area, but I'm seeing maybe a block or two, a cemetery. Hold on, let me see what else I got here. Hold on. Okay, hold on for a second. Okay, that was weird. I almost dropped a card. First of all, I'm being told that the counselor card came out. I don't know why, but I see like a counselor, like a psychiatrist, or a counselor that can help you with one of the kids who's having issues sleeping. And then there's something that's trying to block me. Something's trying to block me. I already feel that. There it goes. The relationship harmony is coming up. So I'm being told that there is arguing, but I'm being told that there is, that all the angels are working on your relationship. And I see Archangel Raphael healing it with his love. And I can see that you're going to have a better relationship than what you had before. Okay? I see that. And then I'm seeing, too, that spiritual understanding, you're starting to see that there is other things than what reality shows in front of you, which meaning is that I do feel that you're open to the paranormal, and the paranormal has kind of been around you ever since you were young.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then also I'm getting to that the beloved one. I'm being told that the guys are also helping you with your soulmate, the person that you're with, and that's what I see right now. I don't know if any of this stuff makes sense because I know you're driving, But just if you want to talk more, we can talk about this offline because I know you're driving, and I want you to be safe on the road, but just be careful. And if you need to talk to me, tell Michelle for her to give you my number, and then we can talk offline because I do feel like there's more for me to tell you, but you're driving, and I don't want to take that chance. So I'm just being safe for safety precautions, okay? So if you do need to talk to me, we can talk offline.
Okay.
Okay, and be careful.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Elizabeth. Right. I don't know where I got it. I don't know whether that lady was driving there or a lot of noise.
I don't know who she was. I know there was a lot of noise in the background.
A lot of noise, yeah. So, driving. I think Laura might be driving as well because we tried for Laura's number and she didn't answer us there. So she may well be driving, and doesn't always answer when she's driving, you know, because she needs to pull over first before she can actually answer. So you can get pulled up now in the UK. If you you're pulled over now, if you're seen on the phone, yeah, and you've got to actually pull over before you can have a conversation. If you're in a lay-by or something, yeah, you can have a conversation, but you can't while you're driving because you get pulled over by the law now, and it's only sensible, really, I suppose. Okay, let's see where we're going. Okay. Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Michelle.
How are you, Grace?
Girl?
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And hopefully you heard what I said on the air. So if you have anything to say or if you have any questions while we're on, you can do that or you can just say whatever you want. Do you have anything to say or do you have any questions before I go any further?
No, I don't have any questions. I feel like you've done such an amazing job so far, you know, helping me and my friends. And if there's anything else that we haven't touched base on, then I'm willing to listen.
Well, the only thing I can say right now is that question that you asked, hold on, let me look back at that.
About the little girl with the session we were having last night.
Okay, well, yes.
I was actually wondering her age range.
Are you talking about the age range about that girl?
Yes.
Okay, for some reason, my neck popped. Okay, for some reason, I want to say 9. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's just the word. She has long hair. I want to say it looks like blonde to me.
Mm-hmm.
She's white, real like complected.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I kind of hear like mommy or mom. And I see that she walks barefooted in the house.
Mm-hmm.
She does come from the cemetery, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I noticed, I didn't want to tell you this last night, but because I know that it was already too late, but for some reason last night, I picked up a name. I don't know what this has to do with, or this is somebody maybe that you don't talk to, or one of y'all don't talk to. Or it could be something on a tombstone that I'm seeing. But I did get the name Dwayne, D-W-A-Y-N-E. Okay, that was weird. And then for some reason, I got the name Melissa. Okay. And I'm being told that, you know, whenever they deal with that situation, I do feel that things will get better for her, but she needs to take care of it ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that you were meant to help her, but only to help her at a certain time. Because I do feel that it's not something that I would recommend you messing with. And honestly,
yeah,
I
told her that as well.
You know, I mean, I would do it, but I wouldn't. The only thing I wouldn't do is mess with a demon or what I told you last
night.
I
feel as though the little girl needs help crossing over.
Yeah,
and
yes, she does.
I don't know why I feel drawn to her spirit, but I feel like she needs help.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, why do I see, okay, that's weird. I keep seeing a Raggedy Ann doll.
There is a doll inside
or,
of that closet.
Okay, is it similar to Raggedy Ann?
Actually, my daughter, who also has abilities, she told me that she had a vision of this doll in the closet. I was never aware of this doll or the markings into the house itself, but she did describe it to me, but she did not tell me the exact, you know, look of the doll, but she did say that there was a doll in there.
Okay, you know what's weird? Oh, I just got chills when you said that. The doll that I'm seeing, it's the one that looks like real life-like. It's got the cheekbones and the eyes closed and open. And for some reason, even though, oh, my God, I'm in chills. Like, I'm kind of like, I guess you can say astral projecting, you know, so to speak, while I'm here. Mm. Like, a part of me is over there. When I touch the doll, I get, like, a very uneasy feeling, like, almost like, okay, now that just doesn't make sense. What they're telling me is that this doll has a spirit within it. Okay, that doesn't make
that was
sense
one of the
me.
Things that my daughter said, that she felt like the doll was watching her.
Okay, well, I'm being told, you know what's creepy? I see the head turning with this doll.
And that it moves. That's
very,
exactly what she said.
Okay, well, I'm being told that's validated. So you can tell your daughter that that doll does move. And, oh, my goodness. I wouldn't say to burn it. That's what I was told to tell you right off the bat. Don't burn it. I would say get a box, and this is the only time I would ever do this. Get a box, put the doll in the box. You probably need to put it, okay, no, that's not nice. Hold on. I would say you have to ask your guide, but I mean to put it at the cemetery, but I'm kind of doubtful about that. But in my head, it's like I can see Barry putting the doll in this box and typing, or not typing. Why did I just say typing? Okay, that was weird. Something's trying to block me. Hold on for a second. Okay, that's what I got. I'll put a black ribbon around it, and you put the black ribbon, or you can even use red just to be safe. Put a like a yarn. Is what I'm saying, yarn around the doll, around the box, make it like a cross. And then you say, I give this to the earth to bind it for anything that is in the doll to stay within the box and the doll and bury it. But do not bury it on your land. Do not bury it around your friend's house. Put it somewhere where it will not harm anyone. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Is this something that I should help her with?
Honestly, I do feel that you can do this. There's no harm in doing it. But if you kind of get the chills when you touch the doll, then I'm being told it's not for you to do. But you will know right when you go to the house and before you touch it, look at it, shield yourself with protection before you even touch it. And then once, if you feel okay with it and you have confidence in yourself, I would say touch it and do exactly what I told you to. Now, if you're kind of like iffy and you're like, I don't know if I should do it, then I would say wait till you're at full strength, when you have clarity and your mind is clear of everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. You need to have, basically what I'm being told is you have to have a clear mind when you do this. You cannot have like a clouded judgment and say, you know what, I wonder if this is going to work. No, you have to have a clear mind when you put this box and bind it and then bury it.
Okay.
Okay, you need to have it. That's one thing I need to for you to make sure that you need to have a clear mind when you do this. Do not have a cloud judgment. Do not have a doubt in your mind when you do this, because if you do this, you're actually feeding that doll or whatever in that doll energy. You need to show no fear when you bury this doll, okay? I'm being told very clearly, this is not a joke. This doll is, that was weird. It's a possibility, and you might want to wear some gloves now. This doll might be possessed.
Okay.
I'm giving you a heads up. Before you do anything, think hard. And if you need to talk to me with that friend on the line tonight, we will talk later, because this is not a joke. And for everyone listening to the show, this stuff is real. This stuff is not to be messed with. And if anybody does not believe in psychics, anyone does not believe in demons, or anything, like I said at the beginning of the show, this stuff is real. Ken can tell you, Queen can tell you, anyone that is on a higher vibration can tell you. You do not take anything lightly, and that is no joke. And I don't know if, Michelle, if you have anything to tell the listeners about anything within the paranormal. Do you have anything that you need to spread, say out loud so the people can hear that this is not a joke?
Yeah, it's definitely not anything to take lightly or anything to be messed with. If you don't know what you're doing, I don't suggest you get involved with it. This is definitely stuff for professionals, and leave it to them. I wouldn't involve yourself in something that you're not totally and irrevocably prepared for.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for calling. And tell your friend, I will talk to you all tonight.
Okay.
I send many prayers.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Michelle. Okay. I'd have to agree with that because I can speak briefly of a gentleman that used to run a shop where they sold all sorts of things, really, to do with spirit connection. And one thing that used to disturb me every time I went in the shop was a doll there that sat in a chair as you walked into the shop. It hadn't been there before, but it was on one visit there and on several other visits that we made to the shop. And it used to always disturb me as I went in. I had a strange feeling about it, because in some strange, bizarre traditions, dolls can be used to connect to the other side, and it's a strange belief system. But let's just say it actually works, and strange things have been known to happen, and there is such a thing as things becoming possessed, as Chris mentioned there, and it's kind of an area that we tend to put to one side, because unless you are thoroughly experienced, as Chris mentioned there, then don't even go there, you know, just stay clear of it. Right, let's see where we're going. Laura,
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I'd like to know what you see for me around a move. I'm hoping to make a move and get a house.
Okay, first of all, you need to just think positive. Look at the background before you move, which is what I'm told. And it's funny that we're talking about houses, we're talking about stuff like that. So make sure that you know your history of the house before you buy it. That's just for precaution. I'm not saying that it has anything in it, but I'm being to tell you and everyone else, look at the background, talk to anyone that that does real estate to look into if they give you permission on the house, just to be safe, because you don't want to move into a house that you never experienced. And then once you move into a house, you experience the paranormal. And that's what usually happens to some people that are non-believers. Sometimes they're kind of like awakened, but not in a very positive way. I feel that if you don't believe in it, it will try to, I guess in other words, it's just going to open your eyes, let's put it that way, before I go any further. And I just have to say that, just for precaution, okay? And as far as your house is concerned, I do see that you will be moving. Like I said, I see you moving, like you said. But I would say just, I see it, if anything, then hold on. Okay, for some reason, I want to say, I keep saying mid-July, August time frame. With this. I see mid-July, August time frame with this. So you got about, we don't count this month, I'm saying actually 3 months to move in and get situated. And I would say just be safe, to bless your house and to have the Holy Spirit with you at all times. And just know that everything should be fine. I don't see anything that concerns me at the moment. It's going to be in mid-July, August time frame is what I'm seeing. I see it even in the house that you're going to buy.
Is it a long-distance move, or is the house close to where I live now, or is it a long-distance move?
Okay, hold on. Okay, that was weird. My light just flickered. Okay. Okay, that was weird. I didn't expect that. Okay, for some reason, I want to say it's long distance, but I'm not good with mileage, but I do see it's going to be a little distance drive, but it's going to be within driving distance to a point, but I don't know, like, how many miles, because I'm not good with that stuff, but I do see it's going to be kind of distance from where you're living at right now.
Okay.
I see it out of the city limits, too, by the way. I don't see it in the city limits, but I do see it within, out of the city limits, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny
I'm not
that you're not fond of you.
And I'm not surprised you got a flickering light, because I frequently get flickering lights.
Okay, well, then that tells me that your vibration is high, that it could be many messages in one. It would just flicker when you ask me. So that could be a warning of the other house are going to have high EMF readings in that house. There's a chance that the lights will be flickering where you move. And I do feel that it could be in the middle of a warning of some sort, or that could be just a lot of activity, not where you live, but it's going to be within the neighborhood. So just be aware that if you're not open to spirit, you're going to be open to spirit this time, because I'm seeing spirits are going to be communicating with you left and right. I'm just giving you a heads up that if you've never dealt with spirit in that aspect, I'm just being told just to be prepared for it, because I'm being told with the flickering light, that does two Also told to tell you that you have a very high vibration, and I'm being told that sometimes you tend to make the light break. The lights break because of your energy, because of your vibration are so high that you tend to override the energy. That's why the lights.
Well,
break.
I've had lights going off inside my car. I've had them going off in the hallway as I'm walking down the hotel hallway, flickering, flickering at the wedding I just attended a couple weeks ago. I get pennies all the time. I'll pull into a parking lot. I get out of the car and there's a penny. And I get feathers actually that will drop down in front of me. Doesn't matter. I don't have to be outside. I could be inside the building. I find them everywhere. I find them inside drawers.
So then basically, I'm being told that you should be used to this activity. I don't feel like it's anything that you need to be concerned about, since you're aware of all these different omens or signs. I do feel that spirit is just giving you heads up that you will probably be helping people in some kind of spiritual way, is what I'm seeing. And I'm being told that you're very gifted. I do feel that your vibration is like a very, very high. And it's weird because in my head, I don't know why I'm being told to tell you this. You might want to have somebody that has a thermal camera to do a thermal camera, not close up, but away from you. But I think that your third camera is going to show your aura. Also told that when there's a spirit around you, you're going to see something on the thermal camera. Either your shoulder might get a little red and it might be blue. So just be aware that if you do see something on your thermal camera, that you're very open to spirit. And I'm being told that they are always and have always been around you. So just to let you know, I don't see anything be concerned about. The only thing I would say, just to be open to it, don't shut it, don't ignore it. The other thing is just to do a prayer around the new house that you would be moving, and you should be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen things move in my apartment in front of me. Okay.
Yeah, but thank you for calling in, and hopefully that resonated with you.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you, Laura.
Bye.
Okay. Right. Oh, means that we've got the last 7 minutes of the show, and we've had 12 callers this evening. Patty.
Wow. Hello?
Hello, Patty, are you there?
Oh, hello. How are y'all doing?
We're doing fine. The energy is loving tonight. The energy is loving tonight. So I just wanted to say that. So how can I help you today? Or do you just have any questions, or you just want me to tell you what I see?
Well, first I wanted to thank you for last night. Pretty much been on my mind all day about our conversations we had and stuff, and just wanted to see if you picked up on anything, maybe just kind of read me today and see what you feel, and I might have a question or two afterwards, whether it's pertaining to that or not, but I'll let you go ahead.
Well, the only thing I see is prosperity coming your way. I'm going to follow your intuition, manifest your dreams into reality. Keep yourself on the positive note. And also, this is kind of weird that we're talking about last night, because I'm being told the moon cycle card came up. So what I was told to tell you is that whenever there's a moon, pay attention to the different moons. If there's a full moon, pay attention to the activity when there's a half moon, a cloudy moon. So in other words, just be pay attention to whenever you you know, notice their activity, okay? Also, I'm being told for you to capitalize on the moon and use that as an energy. It's almost like, I don't know if you've seen the movie, but I'm being told to tell you this. Have you ever seen, oh my God, I can't even think of that damn movie on the top of my head. All I remember is it has Jim Carrey on it, and the only part I'm seeing in my head is that, oh my God, what is it? Okay, Something Mighty, Almighty. Do you remember that movie with Jim Carrey?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I definitely know what you're talking about.
Okay, what I'm being told to tell you is to look at the moon, pull the moon closer to you, look at the stars, and just ask the angels above for protection, to give you strength to protect your children, okay, to protect the land. And whenever you look at the moon, this is one thing, I don't know if you have, I'm pretty sure you have dirt on your property, but I'm being told that if you can do this, you don't have to do this a lot, but I'm being told to do this one time. Walk barefooted, either on the, if you can, if there's for some reason I keep seeing water. I don't know why, but I'm told if you can, if you don't feel comfortable doing this on the land, then don't do it. But if there's like a beach or somewhere where you can go, where you can walk into the water and walk barefooted, go look at the moon and put that energy out and manifest that energy. Take it with you and take power of your home. Take power of the area and release the energy coming out of your arms and say that this energy needs to go, and you need to clear your space and tell them whatever's there, you need to leave, and you need to leave now. But you cannot give it any indication that it's intimidating you. You take the power because you have the potential to do this, Matthew. You have the potential to get rid of the things that you can do.
Yes.
Don't show it fear. Don't show it fear, okay? That's one thing I'm being told to tell you. Don't show it fear.
Exactly. Starting off with what you first said, and I'm going to work my way through, but when you said about the Jim Carrey movie, you're talking about Evan Almighty, correct?
Okay.
That's the movie? Yeah, I believe that's the movie you're talking about. See, my son's name is Evan, and that's one of the movies we like. So when you said to hold that moon close, I love the moon, okay? The moon is my thing. Hell, Michelle can validate for you. I'm a night person. I love looking at the stars and the moon. And that place that you said I need to walk to, and I feel that it's referring, when you brought up the movie, and that's a movie I love, and it reminds me of my son, and we sit there, we watch it plenty of times, and he needs to be held close now, and I try, but there's just like something always there. But anyways, that place with water and to walk barefoot, I live next to the Chaffalai River, and that would be like, that's like my beach. That is like my place where I need to go. That's where I go to get away and just to pray and look at the sun until the moon comes up. Michelle's been there plenty of times with me, days out.
Wow.
You know, that is my place, and I've been wanting to go. The weather's been crazy. The water's really high. We're like overflow stage coming, so there's nowhere to get right now. You know, to be able to do that, that's my thing to go. In my yard, that's my therapy, that's my place to be, and I need that place, and I know that.
Yes,
and I know how the moon is right
now,
because I love looking at the moon. That is something I enjoy. I have a bond with the moon, and so does my baby boy. He loves the moon, and yesterday and the day before, like, the moon's out in the day where you can see it, and he's like, Mama, the moon, look, our moon, you know, stuff like that, so... Yeah.
Wow, that's big validation.
That
that's big validation. Wow, that's big validation. I just wanted to say, I'm going to put some prayers to you, like I told y'all tonight. I mean, yesterday, and I'm going to keep putting prayers. And I do feel like for some reason, it's so weird that we for talking about the moon, because I do see as your son. Oh my God, this is so weird.
He's been through a lot this past year.
Yeah, I was told that your son is a moon child, which meaning is that he, how can I put it? It's hard to explain, but I'm being told the best way to tell you is that your son is a moon child. He is a special gifted child. He has so much intelligence that's smart for his bridges, is what I'm being told to tell you. Is that he's like a very old soul, just put it that way. And I do feel that he's your savior. Your son is your savior. God brought him to protect you, to shelter you. And if it was not for your kid, you would not be here anymore. I do feel that your kids are your life.
They all are. And the baby, I believe you're talking about my baby, Elijah, my toddler, the three-year-old. Like, he was, I wasn't getting pregnant, and there was no reason I shouldn't have been. And he was about to go die. I said, I know I'm fertile. I have three, you know, that type of thing. And then I got pregnant, and it was at a bad time in my life that I feel like if that were not to happen, I wouldn't be here anymore. And you just, like, said everything that I've said. I've spoken that out of my mouth. He is our Savior. He's Elijah. That's who he is. He's Elijah, you know. Just kind of go back. I feel he's a Savior. We all do. Well, I was blessed to have him. Very blessed. And every day I tell him that. I always wonder where I'd be if I wouldn't have gotten pregnant, and I feel like I wouldn't be here anymore.
Yeah,
so that's another validation. And he is definitely my moon child.
But we'll talk later. We'll keep in touch. And for Michelle, we'll talk later.
Thank you.
Show.
I appreciate it.
And you're welcome, Cassie. We'll talk later.
Thank you. Yeah, have a good one.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Patty. Okay. All right, that wraps it up for this one then, ladies and gents, until we do it all again next Friday evening, which will be in the month of May. And remember that it's the 27th here in the UK, full moon, 26th for the USA, I do believe. So the night of the 26th there in the States. And 27th here for us, it will appear full because it's like, it's actually on the 26th, but it becomes the 27th because it's like 4 o'clock in the morning here, before it turns full. So, by that time, we're already into our 27th. So it will appear for that night on the 27th. To be full, even though it's turned a little bit by midnight. There you go. And as I say, usually within 12 hours, it's turned anyway, like, yeah, and you lose a little bit, but the naked eye can't actually see it unless you're looking through a very powerful telescope. And then you'll notice and it's lost a little bit. It's like a mouse eating the cheese, yeah? That type of thing. But if you're looking through a powerful telescope, you will notice that it's not quite full. Okay. All right then. Off we jolly well go for this one. And we're going to play out with a bit of Phil for.
Oh,